This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, so young Brian tested me. And said he wanted to question if I'm a rap fan, do I know who this is? Is this the Jalen Brown ASAP Ferg song?
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
Aha, okay, thank you. I only listened to that song a couple times. And when it started, I was like, wait a minute. I thought it was going to be something like that I recognize or whatever. But I'd only heard it like once or twice. I didn't love it when I first heard it. We played a clip of it on the old show, and I wasn't a huge fan. I heard it again and actually thought it was okay. And I like ASAP Ferg and all those guys. I think they're all, you know, I've been a fan of them for a while. But it was the Jalen Brown part. I don't know. It's just, it's very, very monotone. It's very kind of boring. Like, I don't know. There wasn't much to it there. But we're not here to talk about Jalen Brown's music. We're here to talk about Jalen Brown's body. I mean, really, this is what this segment's going to be about, Andy Hart, because when you see, like, if you saw a baseball player, right, from one season to another, come back looking the way he looked at the end of the season, which, by the way, not exactly like skinny or out of shape. Jalen Brown's always been in pretty good shape. But if you saw a guy come back looking like that after an offseason, what's the first thing you'd think of if that was a baseball player?
He looks good.
Oh, really? That's the first thing
you'd
think?
Take me down.
No, nope, I would think this fella got a been to Balco or something like that. I mean, that's, and I don't think that guys in the NBA, I think only one basketball player ever has been busted doing like performance enhancing steroid, and I think it was Rashard Lewis back in the day, which I don't know. I don't think that really even helps you that much when it comes to basketball. I mean, if you're a rebounder, a guy inside, maybe. But in general, I mean, doing that kind of intense weight training, you don't often see guys in the NBA doing it. And the only reason I bring this up at all is because Jalen Brown has been working in the gym, like, obviously, a lot. You know, you look at that, it doesn't just happen. And this is an offseason after winning a championship where a lot of times you don't see guys work that much on themselves and do all that. And he certainly did. He put in the work and he put in the time in the gym, and he's come out of it looking like the Incredible Hulk, basically. And I just sort of wonder, like, we're talking about this season, this upcoming season, looking for motivation. You're of the mind that, you know, you don't get more motivation. That implies that these guys weren't motivated last year. He's not going to be motivated by the Olympics thing. Jason Tatum, they're not going to be motivated by that. Jalen Brown said this is going to be a revenge year. He used those words, revenge year.
He made an entire song about it.
Right, and it was after a season where they won everything. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it's all for show. Maybe it's all an act. That, though, him coming out looking like that's not an act. That's real. That's really what he looks like now. He's backing up what he's been saying so far when it comes to an offseason where he's transformed himself.
Absolutely. Anyone who saw that photo yesterday that was making the rounds of him and Tatum, just a still photo on the practice court with his shirt off, he's jacked. He is absolutely jacked.
Tatum's jacked, and Jason Tatum looks like Adam Jones next to him. Like, honestly, like,
I don't think Tatum's jacked. He's in good shape.
Jason Tatum's pretty jacked.
Jalen Brown is absolutely jacked, and Jason Tatum has gotten wider and more muscular over the last couple of years, and that was a whole thing. One of those features from Doris Burke about going to the rim and how much physicality he can take and all these things. Jalen Brown, if you believe him and listen to him, he says he put on some muscle last year. and he felt like he was able to play at a higher level, longer, do more things, play, you know, both ends of the floor with equal intensity, pick up guys 70 feet, like all those things that he did. And he felt healthier, avoid, you know, minor injuries, but nothing major. And he felt like the muscle helped him get through a long NBA season. First of all, going back to your, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't, you're right. I can't think of a lot of people that have been popped in the NBA for performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah, for like HGH or something. Like you never hear.
You know what that
that
tells me? That they don't want to catch them. Because don't tell me that there are no performance-enhancing drug users in the NBA. There absolutely are. I would be stunned because I think they are in every professional league. I think they're in every college. I think they're in every high school maybe in America. So don't tell me the NBA. That tells me they don't want to catch them, not
probably
that they aren't using it.
But the NBA, I'd say, out of all the sports, is the one that probably rewards brute strength the least, if that makes sense. Like, you know, like if you're Shaq, if you're that big, fine.
Sure.
But if you're Jaylen Brown, who's 6'6", and a wing player and is that big, like, you know, like maybe you can bully little guards or whatever, but he could do that anyway. I mean, look at him. That's brute strength.
No, for him, I'm saying there's steroids with different intentions. There are steroids with intentions for stamina, recovery, HGH, like things of that nature that I'm guessing in a grueling NBA season with all these guys that talk about load management and how it wears you down and can't play back-to-backs, I'm guessing there's guys that dabble in things to help keep their body on the court and feeling as good as possible. But
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get to Jaylen Brown. He looks great. There is no discounting that. He looks phenomenal. Like, he deserves a magazine cover like Nomar. He should be flexing on a magazine. I don't know. There's not even really magazine covers anymore. Way to date yourself, Andy. But he deserves to be, you know, flexing all over the place. Do you have any concerns about it? Because there's, remember David Boston, the wide receiver who got too big? He was from Ohio State.
Who was on steroids, too, by the way.
Absolutely. Yes. Clearly got addicted to it. Clearly had a dysmorphia personality and wanted to keep getting, and it hurt his game. He went from.
And he was a good receiver, too.
Right. And then he just got too big and it hurt. Do you think there's any risk of that? Like, oh, I got bigger last year, so I'll keep getting bigger and I'll continue to get the gains. Or is there a point where you're like, well, no, you're a wing, you're an athlete. I need you to be athletic. I need you to shoot. I need you to do all these things. Maybe adding an inch to your bicep isn't the best thing you need, or an inch to your pecs isn't the best thing to do in an offseason. Is there any concern of that?
I'd say yes. I mean, he's probably put on weight. You know, when you put on muscle like that, it weighs you down a little bit. And he's an explosive player who's an above-the-rim type of player who I wonder if that, you know, may weigh him down a little bit. You don't want to be like a plodding wing. You know, that's not what you want to aspire to. And I'm not saying that's what he's trying to do. Obviously, you saw him doing those underwater workouts and all that crap. He's trying to maintain what he already is while adding muscle to it. But I do think that happens sometimes. You see it. You see guys put on a bunch of muscle weight, and then it slows them down. They're less explosive. They're less dynamic. I mean, that's all very possible. I think when guys get big like that, you know, you think of like the Dwight Howards of the world, or even like LeBron. Like, LeBron was skinny when he first came into the league, yep, and then became this big hulking guy, and that really changed his game. But he's, you know, he's 6'9", and he's driving to the basket. I wonder if that same thing is going to work for Jaylen Brown, who's a good scorer, a good finisher already. Is he going to now try and be one of these bullies who just bullies his way to the basket and gets to the free throw line? Because, number one, he's not a great free throw shooter.
Nope.
And I don't know if all this muscle is going to help or hurt that. I'd imagine probably not help it. But that is something that I wonder about. I mean, he is a very springy kind of bounding athlete, and I wonder if putting on all this muscle mass is going to hinder that at all. I think it's very possible.
Just floating a theory, do you think he did it for defensive reasons at all? Because if Porzingis is going to miss a lot of time, Horford's getting older, are they going to go small ball, put Jaylen Brown at the five, maybe even the four, and he's going to be guarding bigger guys? And remember, in the finals, he went up against Doncic, who's obviously a guard, but he's a huge guard. And yes, Jaylen Brown played well against him in the finals when he was guarding him, but I'm sure he sort of took the wear and tear of that, and that was only a five-game series. He's like, whoa, I'm going to need to put on a little bit more weight if I'm going to be guarding guys like Doncic, or if I'm going to be guarding the fours and fives of other teams.
That's the first thing I thought of, is that, because I do think he developed a post game, and I think he doesn't hate being down in the post. And as this roster evolves, and as Horford and injuries and whatever do become an issue, I think he likes to muscle it up down there.
Does he become the guy who guards Bam Adebayo when they play the Heat? Because I think Adebayo's too quick for Horford, and Porzingis is not reliable enough. Do they put Jaylen Brown on a guy like Adebayo?
Wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me as he and this team evolves. And, you know, that's like diversifying who they are. Like, okay, yeah, I know you guys say we're just two wings, but maybe I can be more than that. And isn't that where his career basically took off last year? Doing more, being more versatile. Like, I think that's where people had the Jason Kidd comment. Like, can you argue that Jaylen Brown is a better all-around player when you bring into account positional versatility and the defensive end of the floor and all of those things? And maybe he is just trying to expand that part of his game and be like, no, I'm not just going to be a replication of Jason Tatum. He's better at me doing some of these things, like just hanging out in the wing, shooting threes, playing that game. I'm going to evolve into a guy that, yeah, doesn't mind going down in the paint in the low post and banging a little bit. He also might just be like, felt good to put on 5 pounds of muscle, so I'm going to put on 10 and see how I feel and look. And, you know, he's living the good life right now. Right.
Yeah.
Just like the company, the championship, the women, the whole thing. He's living a pretty good life right now, and maybe this is just part of it. Look good, feel good, Deion Sanders style.
Yeah, certainly could be. And I mean, listen, the guy's yoked. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back in the 5 o'clock hour, we will reset on what we saw last night in Thursday Night Football. Bill Watch may be on still for the New York Giants. Not so much now for the Dallas Cowboys, though that could change over the course of the next couple of weeks here. But really what we saw was the importance of having a stud wide receiver. Both teams had him, although the Giants, the neighbors got knocked out of the game with a concussion. But CeeDee Lamb and all around the league, you're seeing the wide receiver play really factor into teams making that next step. Can the Patriots do it? Do they even have the horses to do it? Probably not, but we'll get into that right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.